I know what you guys are all thinking. I've already made a podcast today. What am I doing making a secondary podcast? It's like a two for one. But today is just one of those days where I'm just really frustrated. I just spent the last hour and a half perfecting my PDF files for Ingram Spark so that I can have my books printed with them and distributed. Now, I decided to go with Ingram Spark because not only is their distribution channel very wide, which gives me an opportunity to reach out to places, more and more places, but their quality is amazing. Their hardcovers are absolutely stunning, gorgeous. And I want them. I want that. I am willing to spend the $85 per ISBN plus the $50 per upload into their system. So, all in all, just to put my paperback and hardcover into their system, I paid $100. And then I bought two ISBNs at $85 a pop. They give you a discount, which is nice. So today, I log in to my Ingram account. I'm excited because I uploaded. I've been waiting for them to get back to me so I can order some copies. And my files are wrong. And I'm like, okay, let me take a look. Let me just vent to you guys a little bit about making PDFs, okay? So your document size can be whatever, your 6x9, whatever your book size is going to be. But my PDFs kept exporting in regular letter size. So I had to go through Acrobat, and I had to fix things and adjust profiles, and everything was good. I had my 6x9, I was good to go, and then my color profiles started messing up. I can't tell you guys how frustrating it is to deal with these little itty bitty issues. And they're not even big, you know, like it's just a few clicks to fix and adjust, and you have to really actually understand what you're doing, which I did not. So I had to spend an extra 45 minutes trying to perfect my color profiles and make sure my PDFs were exporting in the right size for my book. Whatever. An hour and a half, 2 hours later, my stuff's uploaded. It's back in the system. They're heading back in to get reviewed, and they'll send me my next proof in 1 to 2 days, which is fine. It's fine. But writing a book, getting your book out there is not easy, guys. It is time consuming. It is expensive. You know, a lot of people kind of look down on authors sometimes because they're like, oh, you wrote a book. That's great. You just hit publish. But what they don't understand is that there is so much more than writing a story and hitting send. You write your first draft and it's garbage. You have errors out the wazoo, plot holes that need to be cement filled, and then turns out that you hate that one scene, so now you have to go back and revise the whole thing, which changes some other details, and 60 hours later, you've got your second draft. And you think it's all right, so you send it out to people, and you make revisions from their notes. Send it out again, make more revisions. You make enough revisions until your keyboard has literally been worn down by your fingertips. And then you send it to an editor. While your editor's looking at your book, your cover artist is working. It might not even be in that order. I got my cover done way earlier. But your cover artist is working. And you have to figure out, what the hell is your book going to look like? And you have to trust them to make something you like. Trust them to make something professional. Trust them to be worth the $300 that you're putting into that person. And the cover's done. Everything's okay. But then you have to make sure that it's up to your printer's specifications. Color profiles. Format. Whatever. And that's not really your job, so you don't really have to worry about it. You just have to make sure that your artist gets that right information. So your cover's done. It's a weight off of your mind. You have your files, you are ready to go. And then your editor emails you. And your document is filled with comments of changes that need to be made. Errors. Words that got misspelled when you were dictating your book so you never caught it. And sometimes an editor will tear your book apart. Sometimes your editor will not. Sometimes there really aren't that many adjustments that you need to make. Depends. But now you're sitting for hours, editing, sending back, making those last revisions, sending back one last time to make your final notes. And now you have a document. Your manuscript is ready to go. But what now? Well, you have to format for ebook. You have to go through that exhausting process, figure out who are you uploading to, what file format, make sure to generate a proper table of contents, which is a bitch, by the way. And you kind of sit there for a minute, right? And it's daunting to realize how much goes into formatting a simple Word document. You thought you had it all together. All your front matter was done. Your back matter was done. It was all done. And you realize it wasn't done. And you're like, well, shit, that sucks. So now you have to spend hours creating the right format, testing it, exporting, testing, and exporting, and fixing. And if you're going to print, you better well know what your printer requires for those files, because I just spent the last hour and a half fixing my files. And you will cry a lot, because fuck PDFs, man. I can't tell you guys how frustrating it was to look at the settings and have no idea what I was doing. You know, there's no real good guide on this stuff. And a part of me is like, well, maybe I should make that guide. I should be that person. Maybe I should put my Adobe Acrobat settings up for people to download into their computer because I have it. Maybe that it actually, you know what? I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend a couple hours sometime this weekend, go through my Adobe stuff, make sure everything's finalized, and I'll put it on my blog, whatever. It's a great resource for authors, writers. It'll help. But by the time everything is said and done, you spent a collective months of hours, not just writing, preparing your files, testing, waiting for feedback, talking with cover artists, editors, promo people, marketers, researching. Writing a book is not all fun and games. It is not a luxurious lifestyle. You are up all hours of the night ripping your hair out because you're frustrated. But it is rewarding. It is probably one of the most rewarding things I have ever done, creative-wise. I've been a professional photographer. I've worked for clients. I've printed albums and canvases. And seeing the look on their faces as they see their most precious memories is amazing. And I made that. I created that. But there's something about writing a book that's different. Because whereas your clients' photos are for them and their family forever, your book can reach thousands, hundreds of thousands, and mean everything. Your book has the ability to transport them to a different world, a different time, to become a different person, even. And I love it. And watching my friends and family jump on the bandwagon of, hey, I can't wait to read your book. Your book is amazing. Let me tell my library about your book. Let me tell my mom, my grandmother, my friends. It rolls downhill. And some people say, well, none of my friends or family are supporting me. I will be your friend. You want support? I will share your stuff. I will help you. There are tons of people on the internet that are out there that will help you. Community over competition. It's how I live and breathe with pretty much everything. I'm going to talk about community versus competition a little later when I have time to actually grow my thoughts and put them together in a way that I feel makes sense. But I will say this: you catch more flies with honey than you do with shit. If you are a terrible person, if you are in a community of tight-knit people, authors, you know that they are in at least 20 other groups, okay? And if these people, if you're treating them like crap and you do them wrong, community will find out. They will start posting about this experience and your name gets put in there and things go down for you. That is how reputations are built. But if you are set on helping somebody else, helping build them up, showing them where they can get their resources, you are helping somebody become successful, even if you're not. Even if the advice that you're giving them did nothing for you, it could be what gets them off the ground. I obviously have a lot to say about community over competition. I'm not going to let myself get any more carried away. But I want to say thank you guys for listening to me rant, and thank you, Anchor, for giving me a platform to do that. But the next time somebody gives you information about their creative project, whether it's writing, photographing, making soaps and candles, support them. Even if it's sharing their stuff, support them. Because creative endeavors put so much stress on somebody and take so much from them. But just that ounce of support replenishes them. It gives them the kick in the ass to keep going. And if you're frustrated because your files aren't turning out and you've spent 3 hours trying to figure it out, take a break. Google, ask community, try to figure it out. You can do it. With that being said, I am going to go and try and relax. I am starving. It is time for lunch. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. And I will catch you guys later on in the week at some point, hopefully, with an update on my Kindle Scout campaign.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.